Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For listening.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key.
Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is a long time, coming up on 16-year member of our Brain Trust. Peter's been hanging out with us for a long time. He's one of the top management experts that I know, and he's an international expert. He's got customers all over the world. The author of two of my favorite books, Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets, a book that I quote quite frequently on the show, even when he's not here. Peter Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. Keep talking. I'm enjoying everything you're saying so far.
It's good to have you back, Peter. So you're working on a piece, an article about long-term customers, and I love the way you said the title isn't how to get long-term customers. It's how to earn long-term customers. Two different things,
yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely different.
Very important, that wording. So let's identify what a long-term customer is. Now, it sounds intuitive, but there are variations on this theme. Tell us about that.
Well, I want to be clear with myself and my customers that I'm not just here to sell them something and then something again. I'm here to become part of how they do business and have them become part of how I do business.
Integrated. That's my favorite word in these cases, integrated.
Yeah. Into each other's way of doing business so that I can add more value for them now, tomorrow, and into the indefinite. Could be days, weeks, months, years.
So when I think of long-term... one way to think of it is, you know, you talk to someone and they say, are they your customers? Oh, yes, they've been doing business with us for years. But that's just because they kept coming back year after year. So that's one kind of long-term customer. Another kind is my favorite, and that's where they make a long-term commitment in advance, right?
Yes, and that can be an emotional commitment or a financial commitment.
I'm talking about contracts. I'm talking about I worked for a company one time and I went out and called on somebody they didn't know I was going to call on, and I came back with a 2-year contract. They'd never seen anything like that before. They said, "How did you get them to do a 2-year contract?" I said, "I asked them."
Exactly.
So I consider that, I mean to me, that's evidence of long term. Of course, you always have to earn that, right? I mean, you have to earn the first one, you have to earn the renewal, too.
Absolutely. You don't want gifts. You want to be a partner, not a recipient of gifts.
What makes people decide to make those commitments?
Well, there's a series of things that happen, but I'm going to start with the end in mind here and say that when people choose to make a long-term commitment, it's because they're being selfish about what they can get and grow with from your relationship with them. Mm-hmm. They're doing it for themselves. They're doing it to feel good about themselves when they're with you. So it's not about them enjoying you or enjoying your product. Those are good things. It's about them enjoying themselves when they are with you in your business and growing themselves when they are with you in your business.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a long-term relationship with a customer, you don't just sort of give them what they're asking for. You help them find more of what they want in the long term, knowing that they're going to continue to come and involve you in that exploration of what's next. So do you want me to be a little more specific here?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Almost every one of our companies, as salespeople, as owners, and as customers, almost every one of our companies will change what we buy over the next period of months and years. I mean, you've written about that very well, but the net is always the same. What we do for our customer today is not what they're going to want tomorrow. So they should be, and usually are, thinking in terms of what will I be doing a year from now or two years from now. And they don't always know the answer. if you can be good at helping them find the answer for themselves, not give them the answer, but help
right.
them find
right.
the answer for themselves, they'll want to work with you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have loyalty to you because they enjoy themselves growing.
I've actually gone into a company who didn't know how they were going to use my product, what I sold, over
mm-hmm.
the next 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and didn't think that they needed to know. And without me, they probably didn't need to know. But I showed them how to project that and showed them how it would benefit them to know that over the next 2-3 years, something like that. And then when I was through showing them that and I saw that they liked it, I said, here's the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And they signed
mm-hmm.
it.
Sure.
Because I did what
and
you said.
They would because they're being selfish.
Right. Well, they're selfish, but there's a big T word in there too, isn't it?
Go right ahead. After the break, tell us about it.
When we come back, can we talk about trust? Isn't that a big part of this?
It is.
Quick break. Right back with Peter Meyer. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.